All right, so today we're going to be looking into this Azubi Fitness app.
Okay.
It's aimed at young professionals studying their careers in Germany. And
Interesting.
we've got a bunch of materials here, blog posts, program descriptions, interviews, and they all kind of point to this idea of using well-being as a way to boost employer branding.
It's a really interesting concept. You
Yeah.
know, when you think about it, it's starting a new job can be really overwhelming,
Oh, absolutely.
especially in a new country like Germany.
Yeah.
This app seems to be trying to create like a support system, helping these young professionals navigate not just the workplace,
Right.
but also their own well-being.
Okay, so how are they actually doing that?
Well, the whole app is built around this thing called the Fog Behavior Model.
Fog behavior model.
Yeah, have you heard of it?
I haven't actually.
Okay, well, it's basically this idea that to make any behavior stick,
Okay.
you need three things: motivation, ability, and a trigger.
Okay.
And the Azubi Fitness app seems to be hitting all three.
Gotcha. So it's not just about information. It's
Right?
about actually like putting it into practice.
Exactly.
I'm looking at these health tours they have,
Yeah.
and instead of just like long, boring lectures, they've broken down these topics like nutrition, exercise, stress management, even sustainability
Wow.
into these bite-sized e-learning journeys.
I mean, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's so busy these days.
Totally.
Who has time to sit through hours of lectures? Some of these
Exactly.
micro learning modules,
Yeah.
you can squeeze them in anywhere.
Yeah, during your commute or while you're waiting for a meeting.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And it's not all just solo learning either.
Oh.
They've got these challenges,
Challenges.
which are team-based competitions. So it's like taking those healthy choices and making them fun and engaging.
So instead of just reading about sustainability,
Yeah.
you're like competing with your colleagues to
Exactly.
see who can use the least plastic or something.
That's a great example.
I like that.
Yeah. It taps into that natural competitiveness,
Yeah.
but in a positive way.
For sure.
And it builds a sense of community too.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're new at a job.
Right. You're bonding with your colleagues over
You're
these shared goals.
okay. I can see myself getting into that, especially
Yeah.
if there are prizes
Oh,
involved.
they've got that covered too.
Okay.
They use badges and
Oh,
rewards.
like gamification.
Exactly. Gamification for your well-being.
Love it.
You complete a health tour, you get a badge. You hit your step goal, you get points towards a prize raffle.
That's smart.
It's like those little dopamine hits you get from playing a game.
Right.
But instead of leveling up your character,
Yeah.
you're leveling up your health.
I like that.
It's brilliant.
It's a good way to stay motivated.
And you see your progress,
Yeah.
collect those badges, maybe win a cool prize.
Yeah, who doesn't love prizes?
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got these health tours,
Right.
we've got the challenges, we've got the badges and rewards.
All tapping into that fog behavior model.
That fog behavior model.
Motivation, ability, and triggers.
Okay, cool. So what else is there?
Well, there's more.
Okay.
Let's talk about those push notifications.
All right, let's do it.
It's not just about, you know, those big wins, those badges you were talking about.
Right.
It's those little nudges throughout the day, you know, the things that keep you on track, and that's where the push notifications come in.
Okay, I was wondering about those.
So imagine you're having like a crazy morning,
Oh, I know those.
right? Deadlines, everything's going on.
Exactly.
We're about to grab that sugary pastry for breakfast.
Yeah, totally. You gotta get the caffeine quick.
Exactly. And then ping, your phone buzzes. A notification from the Azubi Fitness app.
What does it say?
It reminds you about that delicious smoothie recipe, you know,
Oh, right.
the one from the Healthy Eating Health Tour.
I do love a good smoothie.
Suddenly you're making a healthier choice.
It's like a little health coach right there in your pocket.
Exactly. Just a little nudge in the right direction.
Speaking of support, did you see this welcome box they give to new apprentices?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's full of healthy snacks and stuff.
It's such a nice touch, isn't it?
It really is.
More than just a gift,
Yeah.
it's a statement.
Okay, what kind of statement?
Like, hey, we care about you.
Yeah.
We care about your well-being from day one.
And those first impressions matter so much,
Oh, they really do.
especially at a new job.
Sets the tone for the whole experience.
Okay, so we've talked about the app itself,
Yeah.
but how does all this tie into employer branding?
Right, because it is more than just a wellness tool.
It is.
Think about it. The job market's competitive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially for young talent.
Companies need to stand out.
They do. They need a way to attract the best people.
So you're saying this focus on well-being.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It's a way to differentiate themselves.
It shows they care, that they value their employees' well-being.
In a world where everyone's talking about work-life balance, that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Now, there's one more thing I wanted to ask out.
Okay, what's that?
This partnership with ScholaWork.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
They have decades of experience in workplace health and leadership development.
Mm-hmm.
And they offer these in-person seminars that go along with the app.
So it's not just about the app itself.
Right.
It's about creating a culture of well-being.
Okay, like
throughout the whole organization.
So what are these seminars like?
Well, they provide practical tools and strategies.
Okay, for who?
For everyone.
So employees and leaders.
Exactly.
Give me an example.
Sure, they might have a seminar on stress management.
Okay.
Apprentices learn coping techniques, you know.
To deal with pressure.
Right. And supervisors learn how to create a more supportive environment.
So it's about empowering both sides.
Exactly.
The employees and the leaders.
That's where the magic happens.
They're not just about having an app.
Yeah.
It's about the whole company. From the top down.
Being committed to well-being.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then you have that consistency you were talking about.
Right. Everyone's on the same page.
Exactly.
When it comes to well-being.
The employee, the team leader.
The company.
It all comes together.
Everyone's working towards the same goal.
This partnership with ScholaWork seems pretty powerful.
It does, doesn't it?
It's like they're taking a much broader approach.
It's not just about ticking boxes.
It's about real change.
Creating a sustainable culture.
Yeah, where everyone feels supported, valued, and empowered.
It makes you wonder...
About what?
What if more companies did this?
It would be a game changer, wouldn't it?
For workplace culture in general.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a really fascinating thought.
It really feels like a shift in how we think about work.
It does.
Well-being isn't just a perk anymore.
Right.
It's something people expect.
Especially young professionals.
Starting their careers.
Exactly. And this Zubi Fitness app.
It seems to really get that.
It does.
Imagine you're a young professional, you know.
Just starting out.
In Germany.
New job, new everything.
To have a resource like this,
yeah.
Specifically designed for your needs.
It could make a huge difference.
It could.
I wish I had something like this when I was starting out.
Me too.
Even just like a quick tip on how to deal with a stressful email.
Oh, yeah.
Or a reminder to take a break.
Those little things add up.
They do.
Especially when you're feeling overwhelmed.
It's not just about skills anymore.
Right.
It's about confidence.
Building that resilience.
And it's not just good for the employee.
No, it's good for the company too.
How so?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
Healthier employees.
Less burnout.
Higher productivity.
Better teamwork.
It all ties together.
It really does.
And of course, attracting and retaining top talent.
That's a big one.
Companies that prioritize well-being.
They have a competitive advantage.
We do.
It's like a win-win.
For everyone involved. Exactly. Creating a work environment where people feel valued, supported, empowered.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm feeling pretty optimistic.
I am too.
It's great to see companies like this.
Taking this holistic approach.
Investing in their employees' well-being.
It's not just the right thing to do.
Right.
It's smart business.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's about it for our look into the Zubi Fitness app.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating deep dive.
We've covered a lot.
We have.
From the fog behavior model to those health tours.
Mm-hmm.
The challenges, the push notifications.
The badges and rewards.
Even the partnership with ScholaWork.
It's a really impressive program.
It is, and it really makes you think about the future of work.
Yeah, what could it look like?
How can we all contribute to creating a more positive and healthy work environment?
It's a question worth pondering.
It is. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time.
Stay curious and keep exploring.